Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish for people's difficulties of the life will transform to the light, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, Shakyamuni Buddha was a prince of the small nation, which was belonged to Kosala nation, Kosala country, in the North India. When he got out of the castle, he kind of ran away from home. It was a big, big scandal. Imagine that the prince ran away from the castle. If it was Japan, like a emperor's prince just ran away to came to Sangha or something. Well, how much his parents were a sorrow. How much his relatives were mad. So as his wife, who has just born the baby. When Shakyamuni was, Siddhartha was his name, first name. When Siddhartha was asked by his wife, what shall we call our son name? Siddhartha answered, call him Lafla, which means disturb. Can you believe father who named his son disturb? Well, anyway, you can imagine that how huge scandal it was all over the nation. But interestingly, after years, those relatives become the students of Sangha of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The first student, female student, was his aunt, who wanted to become nun, and his wife was a leader of the female students, practitioners. However, nobody in Sangha knew that she was ex-wife. She's ex-wife of Shakyamuni. Well, Shakyamuni didn't care the family connection at all. It's like, who cares? So was Jesus. When he was giving sermon, and many people came to listen to his talk, his student told him that, look, your parents and your brothers and sisters are in here too. Jesus said, who is my parents and brothers and sisters? Who listen to my talk, my sermon, is my parents and brothers and sisters. Same, who cares the family? Well, it's because when you awaken to the great spirit of the universe and awaken to the one child, as one child of God, or one child of great spirit of the universe. It's interesting, it seems like one child, a concept is from the Christianity, but there's also same word in Buddhism, the state of one child. And when you are awakened to the state of one child, of the great spirit of the universe, you feel like the great spirit of the universe, Amida, like the spiritual parent, has two aspects, mother aspect, father's aspect, and it is totally different dimension from what Freud said. Well, Freud said that the concept of the God is the projection of the image of the parent you had in the childhood. However, is a totally different dimension of the body sensation. The recognition of the great spirit of the universe as a spiritual parent. And that's why Jesus was saying, talking himself as Abba, Abba. Abba means that father in Hebrew. There is one big episode in the life story of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Well, after a while, he awakened to the enlightenment. There was one nation's military was on the way to destroy his nation, the Shaka nation. So Shakyamuni Buddha sat on the road and stopped that military. And the military went back home. This happened second time and third time. Every time when the military came to destroy the Shakyamuni country, he stopped and the military went back. But on the fourth time, when the military came, Shakyamuni didn't stop. He said, well, Shakyamuni, this royal family was arrogant and received big hate from other country, actually the king of the other country. And nobody can escape from the cause and effect, the principle of the universe. He said, I had to let them go. How was the feeling of the Shakyamuni Buddha looking at the military going to his country, to his family where he belonged to before, to destroy them? Many of them will be killed. What was the feeling like? So as us, we all have family who we used to belong to, parents or brothers and sisters, etc. And we wish that to make it a beautiful story, because sooner or later we will have the separation day, goodbye day. So with a thankful action and beautiful way of the leaving each other, we wish that. However, not always happens. Sometimes it's going to be like a muddy water, totally in the wet mud, the relationship. And sometimes even the evil and dirty actions could be even happens. But even that, such a mud, water, wet mud situation and relationship, there is a light. There's a light exists. It's from the spiritual parent, the great spirit of the universe. Even though you are before awakening, the great spirit of the universe is a spiritual parent. There is a light. There are always help are coming. And this light will raise us, the seed of the Buddha nature, in this mud and in this muddy water, and let open the flower of the lotus in this mud. And this is the meaning of the lotus, as a symbol of the flower which produced from the mud, from the muddy water. And this flower is the beautiful and give grace to the people, to the world, and give peace to the people and the world. No matter you are in the mud in the life, there's always light. And let grow your seed of your heart, and let it grow as a lotus, the beautiful flower to give grace to the people and the world and give peace. This is a beautiful transformation of the life. May you and people around you and people in the world, even though you are in the mud water, the light comes. Sure it will come. And let the flower of the lotus produces and make the life beautiful.